All right. What's this have to say? 81 minutes to get home. Shit. Okay. A lot of people out here walking. Here we go. It's my time now. And we're going. And we're stopping. All right. Good job, everyone. We made it to this intersection. Do I still use Plex? Yes, I do. It's like my own personal cloud. I can access my music collection from my desk at work, or my phone here on my phone. I like Plex. It seems cool. It's not, you know, for everybody. Because, you know, more and more people are just signing up for Spotify and streaming their stuff that way and, you know, that sort of stuff. Seems like a lot of stuff is just kind of headed further and further in that direction. But, you know, I have a lot of my own shit, so... So it's useful. You need to tame it to work with each other. Yeah, it's, you know, the initial setup was, I don't know, it wasn't so bad. You know, it's just, it depends on, I guess, how you have your shit organized, like, you know, how sound your directory structure is and all that stuff. You know, it's like I took, you know, DVDs of TV shows that I had and had, you know, you got to organize, name that stuff right and, you know, to get it to ring up as the right episodes and match well and all that stuff. But I already had most of my stuff kind of done already that way, so it wasn't really... Too much trouble. I made myself a hot chocolate, not from the fucking machine. I didn't push a button and have hot chocolate come out, because that stuff was garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. But they have, like, right next to it, almost acknowledging that they know that the machine is shit. They have a bunch of packets of hot chocolate sitting there. So I was like, well, I'll just make one of those instead. You're saying Japanese shows are weird? It depends on the Japanese show. A lot of that stuff is in there. In some cases, is that a giant dead snake on the road? No, probably not. It's probably not a giant dead snake. Could have been. If it was, I just drove over it. The there are different agents you can install for matching shows to archive, you know, different like data sources you can use. So I want to say there's one for Hanime files that is better suited for some of that stuff. There might be a different agent out there for that stuff, but and then you just kind of add that separately and set it to use that agent instead of the movie database or instead of I guess the TV database. Which I think those are not generic names. It's the TV DB, and I think the movie DB.com. I forget what it is. Anyway, Kodi is better. Kodi is fine. Yeah, I was using XBMC for a long, long time. But it's, you know, like I'm finding that I'm actually accessing a lot of my stuff remotely, like outside of the home. So it's not just a matter of like, well, I want to have something hooked up to a TV that I can use to watch this stuff. Like, it really was more about like, okay, I want to serve this stuff out to myself wherever the fuck I may be. And Plex just seems better with that, you know, all the transcoding it does, and, you know, it's well suited for those sorts of tasks. I mean, you know, granted, they also want you to pay for a tier of it, and like the lifetime pass is like $150, which is not a small amount of money. I mean, you could pay monthly, but at some point it's like, I mean, I guess, you know, pay for a month, see if you like what it is, and then immediately sign up for the lifetime, because... Or don't ever, because that is money. But I have found it to be worth the money. I have been happy with their service, their product. Like XBMC, when I was running that, I ran it basically like I stopped running it about 2 months after they renamed it Kodi. I was like, all right, I'm done with this stuff. Not because of the name change, but I just wasn't using it. I had a PC hooked up to my living room TV, and that's primarily where it was. And I had another one that I could hook up to my bedroom TV. And it was just like, this is just too much in terms of client, you know, infrastructure and stuff like that. Like I had a Raspberry Pi, and I installed it on that, and it just ran. It wasn't fast enough. So getting the XBMC interface to run snappy like a set-top device should, it just meant I was hooking up too much of a PC to that stuff. And that, I didn't like that. A lot of the XBMC clients I found, just the performance wasn't there on some of the smaller boxes. You know, granted, like Plex is not, you know, depending on what you're using, like the Plex interface is not great in some places. Like Plex on a Roku, you know, it's not awesome. It is not awesome. And you know, that interface is a little sluggish, but that's a Roku. I mean, I think we have an older Roku also, so there's probably even a better one of those. But I remember, like, jumping through hoops. Like, I got XBMC running on my Ouya, because I rooted it and threw another fucking dash on it. This was before, I think they eventually just put a version of it up in the Ouya store, but this was before that. And I was like, okay, well, this thing doesn't support Dolby Digital, or the audio libraries you need to do that are not in the default builds. You have to get this fork of it. And at some point, like, there's the Android forks of XBMC were just, it was just a pain in the ass. So I kind of just moved away from the Ouya and the other Android devices I had in my life. Like, there was the Fire TV. No. What the fuck else? I have some other... I had a Boxy box before that, which is basically, like, a front end for XBMC. You know, it was more or less the same type of software. same concept of you, it just connects to your Samba shares and goes and does its thing. And I used the Boxy Box for a really long time. And thought it was pretty okay. But, you know, at some point, file sizes get bigger and bigger. You know, you start to get into the realm of like, well, this is a 6 gig video file, and the Boxy Box is just not equipped to handle that. So I moved away from that thing and got back into XBMC, which I had not run XBMC since I was running it on an actual Xbox. XBMP, I guess, at that point. Xbox Media Player. I just wish that these things had better visualizers. I guess at that point it's something that the Xbox needs to have, or the PS4, you know, whatever you're running Plex on or something like that. But, like, the cool thing about Xbox Media Player was that it had Milk Drop built in, so you could just hang out with your friends and listen to music and then have a zillion different dumb fucking visualizers going on your TV. And that was, I don't know, we did that a lot for a few summers. At least one or two. You know, with a soft-modded Xbox. Actually, I had a debug Xbox, so I was just compiling XBMP with the debug flag set, because the regular executables they were putting out were for modded systems. So it was just, like, pulling fucking nightlies and... Anyway. That stuff's fascinating to me, the home media center, like, you know, the networked media, I think, is a cool fucking thing. And it's cooler if you get, you know, the dumber the terminal is, or the, you know, the, or the more convenient, like, hey, this is built into my TV, or it's built into a game console that's already hooked up to this TV, or, you know, like, the easier that the client end of it gets, the cooler it gets. I'm just like, hey, I've got processing power sitting here in a closet, ready to transcode this shit and play it wherevs. Let's go. I think that's neat. I think that's really neat. I don't know. Though I need to, like, at some point I'm going to have to build a NAS, I guess. Or a RAID or something. I mean, I have like a... I'm using Backblaze as a backup service, and I imagine that is backing all that stuff up should a hard drive fail. But I guess, you know, because you need something with processor power to actually do the transcoding and stuff, they're recommend, like, I think they traditionally, like, still have you, like, you run the Plex server from a proper machine that is just hooked up to the NAS. It's Illmatic, and you know, because it just needs to be able to transcode the files on that shit. But that'd be cool, because that would offload a lot of storage. Well, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. Like, that PC is always on, and I've got 6.5 terabytes of storage in it, though it is filling up. I don't know. That stuff's just fun sometimes. Plex has sharing, like, between users. Like, you can add a friend to your server, and then they get access to all your stuff and vice versa. Or I guess not actually vice versa. They would have to add you then in return, which is kind of a neat idea. The legality of that gets a little questionable at some point, I guess, but I don't know. A dude randomly added me to his stuff, and I've never really actually watched anything on his stuff. Looking at your friend's playlist and your account, there's zero information on what's the source of the video. Well, it depends on what client you're using. If you're using the Plex web client, like, it should be on the left-hand side. Actually, they just updated the web client today, I think. Like, I loaded it up and, like, the entire interface had changed. And there should be a drop-down or just different lists of, like, you know, whatever your friend's server name is, and then the playlists on that server below it. Subreddits dedicated to Plex server shares. Yeah, I would love to get on some Plex servers, but I don't know that I am willing to allow people access to mine. You know? For a handful of reasons. It's a bandwidth thing. I don't know. Someone eating up my bandwidth when I'm trying to do internet stuff. I gotta shut down the server on them, and that they're sitting there trying to watch a movie, and they're bummed, and no one's happy. Yes, like G-Bud. One of these days, you're gonna need to tell me what G-Bud is. What weird fucking thing you guys are off doing in the dark. Sync tube thing. Yeah, that's what I figured it was. ICP movies. Oh, so is it more than just YouTube, or are all of those ICP movies on YouTube? I'm trying to get them to watch Disco Godfather. Disco Godfather is a grand film. It's worth watching, and it ends in the ending to Disco Godfather is perhaps slightly confusing in spots. How about that? What does Waze have to say about this drive home? Does it agree with Apple's fucking... ...48 minutes from now? I think that's... Oh no, it's already been 25 minutes. Okay. Well, no, that's a little better, right? I brought in a heater to work today. I didn't have to use it all day, but when I did need it, it was there, and that was pretty cool. Like, everyone's walking around that floor fucking wearing jackets, but just, like, mad bundled up. Who the fuck thought it would be a good idea to have, like, just open cement floors? Or who knows? Except San Francisco rarely gets hot enough to warrant, to need any, you know, kind of cooling off. Oh, that's not true. The building has air conditioning most of the time. Okay, there's traffic here and I am slowing down. I reported this traffic jam to Waze and got 6 points. So totally have 6 points now. The sixest of points. Well, I guess I should get into some music here.
Jumping off the front porch with a new approach. Don't approach me with the bullshit. High remote to a location where the boom sit. Here I go, street sweeper Monday to Friday. If not, though, we can catch a fade.
Catch a fade. Catch a fade.
Catch a fade.
Catch a fade.
Catch a fade.
Nothing
hopping out, shell catcher popping out, and I ain't never been to Time or Jerry. Pussy or a rat, pussy on my nutsack. Carry penny, kenny tax, give me that. Give me penny, fetty, federales on my back. Back up in the cemetery, send a scary hit out on your messenger. Make me rent a wrestle, a gorilla in the center of a Agarron Tegra. Pissed off, so I piss off rooftops. Drink it through a straw, fuck a rental cop, I'm mine. I'm napalm, on the beat, slap like 8 palms. And I wear 8 charms, every airport alarm. Go off till they tackle me. What I do wrong, nigga? Hit it by the chain, nigga. You the fucking bomb. Bomb on the bitch, nigga. Then this bitch later. Put the tips on the bitch, nigga. You a fucking waiter. I don't even want a favor. I just want a fair one. And it's like that till the sheriff's call. Jumping off the front porch with a new approach. Don't approach me with the bullshit. High remote to a location where the boom sit. Here I go, street sweeper Monday to Friday. If not, though, no, we can catch a fade.
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 Catch a fade. Catch a
fade! Troopin', lovin', problems, solvin', about that action. One less sucker, nigga, that's subtraction. It's bosses, factors on the team. Real niggas, no actors on the team. Not sure who true, he a good dude. Put him in a bad mood, turn me into Kung Fu. I'm in the party, feelin' like me. S-I-C-K, T-D-K, your bitch on sax in my ear like wax. And this landy got her ready to get it hit from the back. She shows up, chomp, salute, give daps. Get your face flat, you don't want that. Get your nose tapped, you don't want that. Get your life fucked up all over a batch. Get crop, get chopped on your head like a barbershop. Have it out in the parking lot.
Approach, don't approach me with the bullshit. High remote to a location where the boom sit. Here I go, street sweeper Monday to Friday. If not, no, we can catch a fade.
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 Time supercharged up, stone, ghetto pass, never revoke. Mouthpiece faster than the speedboat. Keep it 100 like a scene, no Pico. Po-po trying to decode lane. Not drunk, but I'm finna be hella twisted. Lifted like a 20 seat, grown ass kid. My bitch always telling me I ain't shit. She hate me, but she love my kid. Trapper factor like a having money like a rapper. Bumping local talent, pulling up with the rapper. Platinum on the challenge, cause my pocket's hella fatter. But he gon' be unlucky like walking under a ladder. Hands on the man, fuck unity, fuck unity. Ain't that between us, but space and opportunity. Never been a stop, suck. Never been a lost day in your lane. You can't see me like a scalp, like a scalp.
Don't approach me with the bullshit. High remote to a location where the boom sit. Here I go, street sweeper Monday to Friday. If not, no, we can catch a fade.
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 Catch a fade. Where you from, Troopin?
The West.
Where you from, Kendrick?
The West. Hey, Cody, where you from, though?
The West.
Who bring it to they front, though?
The West.
Hey, where they get they game from?
The West.
Hey, where they get they slang from?
The West.
Hey, where they get they strength from?
The West.
Hey, where they get they grace from?
The West.
Thank you.
Dumb thing. I get sense here.
another Gangstar remix, tailor-made for... Give you...
I can kind of feel the bass. I can't imagine it comes across too well transmitted through an iPad microphone. Just get a fucking... ported box, fucking plexiglass, isobaric chamber, fucking 215s. Mono bridged, 1 ohm, 1 fucking ohm, man. Fosgates, fucking Serwin Begas. Get the J.C. Whitney catalog, get some pyramids. 18-inch pyramids for like no money because they're kind of terrible speakers. A friend of mine had, well, yeah, like 2 pyramid 18s in the back of his fucking Porsche. And, like an 800-watt amp, pyramid amp, you know, this is all this budget-ass shit from the J.C. Whitney catalog. And, I mean, it hit okay for the money. For fucking, you know, 1991, 1992... It hit okay. He got rid of that thing and he got a mini truck. Put, there was no shell on the truck, so for a while he just had, I think he just had tubes under the seat that actually still, it was probably louder than that Porsche was, because he had gotten a lot, he was buying better stuff and like actually building boxes pretty well, and then he got rid of that and got an Acura. I think it was an Acura. It's like an Acura Legend or something. No, it was a Corolla. And then that went crazy. He had a center channel and all the highs were super clean and crisp. And yeah, he fucking went all out on that thing. That's when I kind of, I couldn't keep up. I fell out of it. I was like, I don't know. I got 2 6x9s in the back deck of this Chevy Nova and 2 6s in the doors. That's about all I can fucking do. Thank you. must have done it, but now that I think about it, I don't know if I've ever seen any installs that were, like, on, like, rear-engine cars where the you know, the compartment is up front. So it's, like, under the hood of the car, just fucking speakers. I mean, I'm sure that totally exists. That's, you know, obviously. You give someone a car that's got empty space in it, someone somewhere has filled it full of speakers. And this thing, I don't know, this stock system in this is pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not going to fucking throw, and I'm not going to set off a fucking car alarm with it. But, like, it sounds real clean. It's got enough flow in. My hearing is already fucking shit enough from spending my fucking late teens and early 20s in fucking loud cars. And I'm not listening to fucking, you know, MCADE and fucking Magic Mike and listening to some Magic Mike. I'm not listening to computer bass on repeat. I'm not filling the car full of Dynamat. They put those fucking Magic Mike albums out on CD, they were gold discs, and it just said, like, special edition gold disc. Like, the gold disc was supposed to, like, the bass was gonna fucking hit harder on this fucking gold disc.
I'm the same nigga, make a G off a key. You think it's small change, they never send less than 15. What an 80 grand verse mean to me? Keep it flinging your numbers. I somersault rap wonder. Bread if I'm over your head, nigga. Better that than halos and angels. My money flows through a triangle. The holder of the keys, watch the price dangle.
Hotter in the rubble, I'll show you how to hustle. Bring that hard to a million pieces like a puzzle. I'm Mario Puzo, carve out the puppet string pull on the prices. Quarterbacks call a huddle. It's never recalled, no, it's no rebuttal. There's no removal, no need for a shovel. When going got tough and the prices got doubled, I shuttled that work sitting clean. The reset, be and leave with how it preempts me to go soft, the hard top, the sun tears me. I adhere to my calling. Katrina with the coke, I flood the city like New Orleans. I'm too heavy, so the levees break. Sitting on my money, I'm stacking, I start to levitate. David Blaine, see through the top. I'm in a better space, better place. Here in the tortoise, I'm at a better pace. Olympiad, ran over niggas, we run the better race.
How you think I got it? The bins, the hoes, the home. I stand on my own, nigga. Come on. How you think I got it? The watch, the chain, yeah. The rain. Fuck this heavy vein in the heart of the rain.
I'm in the bullshit, blue ass box. Fuck you, nigga, I'm as large as an ox. You see that hat, boy? Keep that ghetto. Motherfucking balls when I bounce down the block. I'm in my stroll, my pockets are small. Get out of pocket, I'ma pop it, let the rockets explode. Booyah, and the doo-yah, remove ya, the root-yah. Fuck up niggas' lives, nightmares like Fred Krueger. Embrace the talk, get you Jason's skull. Cage is bumped, you trace the chalk. Carry him off, cage is on. Turn the bundles of hard rockets are all. Stop the round, treat them right like chirp rock. So what I do, give a team, I'm for being me. Let you stay 88, just minus the triple beam. It's a fiend with my soldiers, sold them, boldness, nigga, they can show.
Smile.
Premiere or Final? I think those guys switched from Final Cut to Premiere like a year ago, maybe two. I forget what it was. It was like, like a multi-core rendering thing that like Final Cut never supported that Premiere did. I think there was some kind of reason like that that was also with Final Cut Pro X shit in the bed or whatever. I think that they all switched to Premiere. But we were Final Cut for a long time. Vegas is on Steam now. It's weird. And because I have largely unfettered access to Steam, I actually do have a copy of Vegas installed right now. Take this old file I've got. It's like it's MPEG-2. It came off a TiVo. It was like a pay-per-view that I recorded on my TiVo and then copied off the TiVo. And you know, you can remove the encryption off those files and just turn them into MPEGs, basically. So it's like MP2. And I need to cut the heads and tails off of it because it's a pay-per-view. So it's got like the 10-minute countdown at the front of it, and then the end goes a little long. And it's interlaced, so it's like I want to convert it, but anytime I make, like, I can convert it no problem, or I can recompress it into something that's, you know, a more manageable modern format, and, you know, I'm not losing quality, and it's fine. But I, the minute I try to cut the, like, try to trim the file, the sync, the audio video sync gets way off. So I actually downloaded Vegas and threw that into that and spent like hours rendering this 3-hour file over and over again, trying to see if I could like get it to line up and all this. It was just fucking crazy. It's one of those things that I'm sure is like not the most difficult thing in the world to do if you know what the fuck you're doing, but I know just enough about that stuff to be, like, a danger to myself and waste a bunch of time on it. So, yeah, you know. I mean, I guess, so MPEG Stream Clip didn't want to open it because it was MP2. Didn't want to touch MPEG 2 stuff. I wonder if maybe I should just take the main file. That's actually probably what I should do, is take the full file, throw it through fucking Handbrake, deinterlace it, or decomb it, and, you know, spit it out the other side, and then use MPEG Stream Clip on that, because I can trim that file and trim it on keyframes so that it stays in sync. Like, that's, we do that with Quick Looks all the time. Maybe that would be the way to do it. Like, I'd rather recompress it only once, you know, because it's already, you know, it's already SDTV recorded over analog onto a TiVo hard drive. So, you know. Also, TiVo, I forget if this fits, like, whatever the size, the pixel size is weird. The pixel shape. So a lot of things I throw it through, try to just like, ah, square pixels, here you go. And it's like, no, that's, the aspect ratio is now fucked. So at that point, you can go open it in, like, whatever MKV editor, MKV Toolnix, or whatever the fuck it is, and force your aspect ratio there, and then you can fix that without recompressing. I don't know. I've been making these fucking weird hybrid bullshit files that'll barely play on anything, for all I know. Thank you. All right. This convoy has come to an end. So, yeah, everyone have a good night. I'm going to go. And that's that. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.